ഇറ്റ്സ് എ നോട്ട് സ്റ്റോറി പ്രൊഡക്ഷൻ.
ഹലോ എവരിബഡി, ഐ എം പിനി. ടുഡേ വാസ് സപ്പോസ്ഡ് ടു ബി ദി ഫിനാലെ എപ്പിസോഡ് ഓഫ് സീസൺ 2, ബട്ട് ആവർ അദർ ഹോസ്റ്റ് ബി ശിവ ഈസ് മിസ്സിംഗ് ഇൻ ആക്ഷൻ. സോ ലെറ്റ് മീ ഷെയർ മൈ തോട്ട് ആസ് എ ബോണസ് എപ്പിസോഡ്. വെൻ ഐ സ്റ്റാർട്ടഡ് ദിസ് പോഡ്കാസ്റ്റ് വിത്ത് ശിവ, ദ ഹോൾ ഐഡിയ ഓഫ് വാട്ട് വി encountered specifically me as a community strategist was that people understood community related to social enterprise. There was a very big gap which was supposed to be debunked, because as I have seen companies scale with community building in my professional career, I was sure that this specific product thing idea or the process could be integrated as a business strategy in any organization. In season 1, what we did was to get the fundamentals in order and shared it across, so that everybody gets to understand what the basics are. What we received the feedback was that it's too theoretical, too bookish, there is no application which can be done. And frankly speaking, since you guys are asking to invest in strategy and then execution, that was a very big challenge. So what we did was we improved upon it, figured out how this thing can be incorporated in season 2. So season 2 was all about sustainability and resilience. We spoke about people, planet, first story. We also got guests on a podcast who put people and planet first, and that's exactly how they started to grow. Personally, this has been a very big, you know, learning for us. I have been reaching out to my prospective clients, and when I share in the business proposal with them, what I receive from them is that this is a very expensive proposal. Whereas if you read the first State of Indian Community Management Report 2021, the pricing which I put across of the consulting practice was very much in the range of what an individual or a professional with the relevant experience should charge. So there is a big gap, and that is what we call it as a challenge. So here are two challenges. First thing is communication, where people need to understand. I mean, we have to explain it to them that what exactly is this all about. Second is executive buy-in, because if you really don't have the executive buy-in, I mean the buy-in from the stakeholders, folks who are going to release the funds to get the strategy in order and then put the execution into place, there is no moving forward. So last week, I went into the wilderness to do deep work, to basically understand that what exactly is going on, deep dive into the idea, what is there, and how exactly things can be structured. So what I came across as a critical insight while brainstorming it with my friend was that there needs to be an entry-level product where the commitment has to be very low from both sides, but there has to be a significant or minimal monetary involvement which has to come into place. So the whole idea after structuring the entire product is, anybody who is interested to understand what a community is, what a community strategy is, what is community building, how it can be incorporated, integrated in your businesses, why don't you pay me and pick my brains on it? What would happen is your thoughts and ideas would get debunked. I will be compensated for it, although not at the level which I put in my proposal. But the whole idea is that after this compensation comes into place, the mental barrier is reduced. Once this barrier is reduced, there will be 1, 2, 3, 4 multiple conversations. After that, you would realize that how this exactly thing can be put forward. All right. And with this insight, what I would love to share with you guys also is that in case if you're facing a similar challenge in your business where your prospective customer is saying that you guys are too expensive, how do I take it into consideration whether it will be really helpful or not? Come up with a product where the barrier to adoption is very low. The investment or the customer becoming invested, the stakeholders becoming invested becomes very high. And that would also lead to the market research, the ideas, the critical insights, and definitely would help you structure the entire process into place. Frankly speaking, with the onset of pandemic, a lot of us went online. I mean, those who could go online, it was a time for survival. All right. And then there is a transformation. So similarly, look for a similar kind of activity which can be done in your organization to take it forward. See that what exactly are you looking at? How this thing can be incorporated. And lastly, as our bumblebee says, see with your heart, listen with your mind, spread your wings far and wide.